give 2-minute or 3-minute remarks on the life of John Lewis and how important it is for us to continue to remember him on July 17th every year.
Wow. Wow. Lawrence. You know, you are...
Lawrence, hi. He's on my committee, too. for August the 17th, he's on that committee that you're going to be on the panel for that. But that's another...
Oh, yes. The National Convention. All right. Uh-oh. Watch out, Lawrence. We've been put the word double. Lawrence Bohr.
Thank you, Ben.
Lawrence Bohr, you know, the last time I saw John Lewis was literally 5 months before he passed. And, you know, I would say 7 months before he passed. And that December when I saw him, we were hugging, and there's a picture that the AP put out of the two of us hugging because we had just passed what was then called the Voting Rights Advancement Act to, you know, correct the horrible Shelby versus Holder decision. And when I hugged him, I felt, you know, his frailness. And I, you know, my mind immediately said, oh, my Lord. And I wasn't shocked when a few weeks later the announcement came out about his having cancer. But I will always remember him in that moment, triumphant, knowing he was ill, putting his hand up in the air, declaring victory, and, you know, doing what he loved to do, to urge all of us to move on. So when you think about the significance of July 17th, Lawrence, what does it mean to you? And why do you think South Carolina is going to come out strong again on July 17th for all your amazing events throughout the state? Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I agree. I think we'll be able to use the inspiration and the power of John Lewis for the rest of our lives and for future generations. He was blessed by God to be able to inspire people to do great things and to do mighty things. And we're going to continue to try to do those things here in South Carolina with events around the state and press conferences and rallies, with local leaders coming out to talk about elections and talk about why it's important that we need to protect our rights. Because, you know, they push back against a lot of our voting rights. They do it in some cases where, you know, it's not as noticeable as others. It's not as blatant, but they are cutting. Matter of fact, for instance, in South Carolina, our turnout in 2020 was greater than it was in 2022. Because of some of the laws they enacted on drop boxes and also on absentee voting ballots, where we have to have witnesses and things of that nature. So we were successful in achieving for the first time early voting, you know, that Carolina for All was essential in doing. But we also lost things. So it's important that the people in the community understand all these things and understand how important it is for us to be out fighting for rights. And they give us opportunity to engage with each other, and also especially in an election year like this.
Wow. And, you know, Barbara, one of the amazing things, I think, with Congressman John Lewis was that, you know, people asked the question, you know, what's significant about July the 17th? Why are you all doing this across the nation on July the 17th? Well, you know, Barbara, as you know, July the 17th is the day that that Congressman John Lewis passed. And
right,
we're lifting this up because, you know, what's happening across the country with these National Day of Actions, it's not it's not something that's going to be done in solemnity that people are going to be feeling sad and just trying to remember what he was like. This is something where we're saying he lit everyone's light. He lit the torches for so many people to fight on for voting rights in their communities. That this is what this celebration is now on July the 17th, is that his light may have been extinguished at his death, but the flame of freedom that he lit goes forward across this nation. And Diane Arbery, I don't think anyone understands the importance of going forward after someone has passed, fighting for voting rights, fighting for justice, more than the Arbery family and what you all have experienced down there in Brunswick. Can you share with our audience what y'all going to be doing down in Brunswick on July the 17th, Diane?
Okay, we are having an event at the Ahmaud Arbery Park, and we're going to be out there telling people about how important it is to vote. And I had so many people that done reached out to me. I had a pastor from Kansas. He said, I support you, and I will be there. He said, I got it on my calendar. And I want everybody just to come out and just sit down and talk about how John Lewis fought for our rights for us to vote, all our big people that did all this fighting for us, and we're not getting out here voting like we should. And we can vote now. I was talking to this elderly lady, she about 90 years old, and she said when it was voting time when she was coming up, they had to cut off all the lights in their houses when it was voting time. And now we got the rights to vote and support things that's going on in our communities, and we won't even do it. I want to talk to people about the stuff that's going on and get the right people in these offices to let them know that we demand them to do the right thing by all people.
Woo, Diane, now come on now.
We're going to set it off in Glenn County in Ahmaud Arbery Park. We're going to get people out to vote, and we're going to show them that our vote counts.
Well, Diane, now let's talk about the 90-year-old. And when she talked about you had to cut off the lights, people, I want us to go back to that, right, Daryl? Because you got to understand, we're talking about Georgia. We're talking about the Georgia where they killed Maceo Snipes for voting. We're talking about how black folks had to, when it came time for voting, had to be unseen, had to watch for their lives if they were even outside because somebody thought they were going to try to even vote. This is the Georgia that hung, you know, Miss Moore and a family and destroyed, you know, their lives. This is the Georgia we're talking about. That's why, folks, you got to understand, you know, why it's so important that, you know, when John Lewis, when he, you know, representing, you know, Georgia at the time of his passing, he was trying to finish the job. You know, he was there on that Pettus Bridge in 1965. He was beaten senseless, when that happened. And he was still courageous enough to rise up. You know, we fall down, but we get up. And he got up. And he was there when they triumphantly finally did the Selma to Montgomery march, and he was there when President Johnson finally signed the bill. What became the Voting Rights Act of 1965? Yes, it is the 59th anniversary. So, Christine, you know, in light of all of that, I mean, I just really want people to understand that the past is so present. And so as you're organizing your event in Syracuse, New York, tell us what you are looking to accomplish at that event.
Sure. Thanks, Barbara. I mean, these events are a powerful opportunity to bring communities together for our shared vision of what our democracy could be, could look like. So for our event, we have a few goals. Of course, we want to bring community members together and inspire people to continue to stay in this fight. So we're planning to invite community leaders, civil rights leaders who've been doing this work in Syracuse for years to come and share why it's important to them to continue this fight and to offer words of inspiration. And of course, we want to educate the broader Syracuse community who may not even know about our event. So we
right.
have lined up a bunch of fantastic leaders who are going to speak with press before, during, and after our event to get the word out far and wide to people across Syracuse, to people who maybe they haven't heard of the Freedom to Vote Act or the John Lewis Voting Rights Act yet, but to let them know if they're feeling discouraged about the way U.S. democracy is going, there is another way. There are people, thousands and thousands of people across this country working to pass these bold reforms that will make the promise of American democracy real to all of us. So our goal is to really inspire the people that already do this work to continue to do this work, and then to educate our broader community to continue to build our movement and invite them in. So that's the goal for our Syracuse event.
And
you know, Christine, there are people that are listening to this broadcast and they're thinking, my goodness, I'm down in Carolina. I don't know if I'm near it. I'm over in Georgia, but I'm not certain I'm near Brunswick. You know, I'm in Chicago, Illinois, or I'm in Bellwood. How do they find out if there's an event that's going on that's close to them? How do people get involved?
Thanks so much, Daryl. That is a fantastic question. So we have a website that we'll send everyone. I will announce it, but we'll also send it to folks. But it's mobilize.us/John Lewis Actions. When you go to that event website, you can see a map and a full list of all of the 80 events that we so far have scheduled across the country. You can type in your zip code and you can see where the closest event to you is being held. And if it's being held, maybe an hour away, maybe you can make the drive, organize a carpool, get folks to go. But there's another option, and that is you can host an event yourself. And we actually have a call later today at 4 p.m. where we're helping people, whether they're experienced hosts or first-time hosts, providing some resources, tips to hold your own event. So don't fret if you don't have an event near you. We would love to help you plan your own event. We're sending out resources like signs and banners to help make sure that folks feel supported and have the resources they need to organize these events. And we're helping spread the word far and wide so that others in your community can find your event and can join. Because if you're looking at the map and you don't see an event, others might be as well. So if you don't see one near you, I'd really encourage folks to talk to a couple other folks that you know in your community that care about these issues and plan your own event. And there also are some virtual events as well. So stay tuned for those. There's going to be some virtual options if you don't have an event near you or if you can't commit to hosting an event this time around.
Absolutely. And I want people to know that there are events happening all over the country, as we've been talking about. Seattle, Washington has a huge event planned. Oakland, California. We have Houston, Birmingham. We have Tidewater, Virginia, Detroit, Tennessee, North Carolina, Kentucky, you name the states, Ohio, all of these states throughout the country, New York, yes, folks, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, they're all coming out. They're doing the thing on July 17th. You want to be part of this. You want to make sure that you are engaged. And so we are so happy that we have these amazing activists. And, when you look at the Mobilize, because I've been looking at it and looking at these different events that people are planning and how much enthusiasm and creativity they're bringing to these events, and they're lifting up these voting rights laws that we're trying to pass, the Freedom to Vote Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, the amazing Native American Voting Rights Act, and the need for D.C. statehood. When you look at that, what gives you, the most joy and inspiration as you look at this list of over 80 events? And folks, 2 months ago, there were zero events. Because we success we've been doing all this organizing in the last 2 months. You know, what gives you all the, what makes you the most joyous when you look at that mobilized list?